Facing scrutiny about his health, President Donald Trump returned to Walter Reed Medical Center for the third time in 13 months. Everything checked out perfectly, he posted, without offering details.
The only reason they need to go to Walter Reed is if they're going to do a colonoscopy, something under anesthesia, or advanced imaging.
The concern isn't going away. In recent months, Trump has seemed to fall asleep in public. He has appeared with visible bruising on his hands, blamed on handshaking, and his ankles are visibly swollen from a common vein issue.
And the president remains in excellent health.
Trump has confidently proclaimed himself the healthiest president in history.
Yeah, I got an MRI, it was perfect. Yep.
Though he has acknowledged undergoing medical imaging while frequently boasting about repeated cognitive testing.
I said, well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take that test. I took it. And I aced it.
At nearly 80, Trump is the second president in a row to face questions about whether he's too old for the job. President Joe Biden ended his political career after just one term at age 82 over fears about his physical and mental acuity.
Every human has cognitive decline that accelerates past the age of 60.
Dr. Jeffrey Kuhlman worked in the White House under multiple presidents and has called for detailed cognitive screening and openness about presidential health.
The reason to do it is should not be political. It should be truthful. It should be transparent. Here's what we examined, and here are the results.
Of course, presidents decide how much information they actually want to make public. The more questions about their health, the more concern there is about a lack of answers.